This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Nisvac C. Active ingredient, S. meningococcal group C polysaccharide conjugate vaccine, tetanus toxoid protein conjugate. This leaflet provides important information about using Nisvac C. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Nisvac C. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Nisvac C? Nisvac C is a vaccine, a type of medicine, used to help protect against infectious diseases. Nisvac C is used to prevent invasive disease caused by bacteria called Neisseria meningitidis group C. The Neisseria meningitidis bacteria can cause serious and sometimes life-threatening infections such as meningitis and septicemia, blood poisoning. Nisvac C will only protect against invasive disease, commonly called meningococcal, caused by meningococci group C bacteria. It will not protect against other groups of meningococci, or other organisms, that cause meningitis and blood poisoning. When a person is given Nisvac C, the immune system, the body's natural defense system, will produce its own protection, antibodies against disease. Your body usually takes several weeks after vaccination to develop protection against invasive meningococcal disease. Most people will produce enough antibodies to protect them against invasive meningococcal disease. However, as with all vaccines, 100% protection cannot be guaranteed. Nisvac C will not give you or your child meningococcal disease. The chance of a severe reaction from Nisvac C is very small, but the risks from not being vaccinated against invasive meningococcal disease may be very serious. Nisvac C is given to children from 8 weeks of age, adolescents, and adults. What should I know before I use Nisvac C? Warnings. Your or your child should not be given Nisvac C if 1. You are allergic to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, including tetanus toxoid, TT, or if you or your child have shown an allergic reaction to Nisvac C when given it previously. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. 2. It has passed the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. It has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist. 3. Vaccination should not be given to an infant under 8 weeks of age. Vaccination should be delayed if you or your child has a moderate or severe fever, or a current or recent medical concern. If you are not sure whether you or your child should be given Nisvac C, talk to your doctor or nurse. A minor illness, such as a cold, is not usually a reason to delay vaccination. Check with your doctor if you or your child have any other medical conditions, including any of the following: blood clotting disorder. If you or your child are taking anticoagulation medicine or undergoing anticoagulation therapy, as there is a risk of bleeding at the injection site following vaccination. Any condition affecting the immune system, such as HIV infection, or if you or your child are undergoing treatment which can alter the effectiveness of your immune system, such as cancer therapy. Tell your doctor. If you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding, see pregnancy and breastfeeding below. If your baby was born prematurely, there is a high risk of apnea, temporarily stopping breathing for 2 to 3 days after vaccination of a premature baby. Your doctor may decide if your baby requires monitoring during this time. Nisvac C will not cause meningococcal group C infection, but some people could already have the disease or have meningitis caused by other organisms prior to vaccination. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. The vaccine should not be used during pregnancy unless there is a defined risk of meningococcal C disease. If there is a need to consider vaccination during pregnancy or breastfeeding, your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will advise regarding this vaccine and pregnancy. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor or nurse if you or your child have been given other vaccines. Your doctor will advise you if you or your child need to have nice vaccine at the same time as other injected vaccines. Nice vaccine must not be mixed with other vaccines in the same syringe. Nice vaccine may be given at the same time as other vaccines, as long as they are given at different places on your body and you're using separate syringes. Other vaccines that can be given at the same time can protect against polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, German measles, MMR, diphtheria, tetanus and pertussis, whooping cough, infections caused by Haemophilus influenzae, HIB, pneumococcal infections. Nice vaccine can be given to infants at the same time as certain types of vaccines that protect against hepatitis B infection. Your doctor will advise you if this is necessary and which vaccine might be suitable. Immunization with nice vaccine is not a substitute for routine tetanus immunization. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect nice vaccine. How do I use nice vaccine? How much to be given? The dosage for infants under the age of 12 months is two separate doses, the first dose given not earlier than 8 weeks of age, and with an interval of at least 2 months between doses. After the infant course of 2 doses is completed, children should be given a single booster dose in the second year of life. This should help maintain protection. Your doctor will advise you when your child should receive this. For children 12 months of age and older, and for adolescents and adults, a single dose of the vaccine is recommended. How nice vaccine is given? Nice vaccine will be injected into a muscle. It is usually injected into the thigh for infants, and into the arm for older children, adolescents, and adults. The vaccine must not be injected under the skin, or into a blood vessel, and your doctor or nurse will take care to avoid doing this when administering the vaccine. If you miss a dose of nice vaccine vaccination, your doctor or nurse will inform you about the vaccination schedule to follow. If you or your child miss a recommended dose or stop the vaccination course, this may result in incomplete protection. If you take too much nice vaccine, an overdose is highly unlikely, as it is given as a single dose syringe by a doctor or nurse. If the doses are given closer together than recommended, or more doses than required are given, side effects are more likely to occur. If you think that you have been given too much nice vaccine, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using nice vaccine? Things you should do. Ensure you and your child stay up to date with required vaccinations. Call your doctor straight away if you notice any symptoms that worry you or may be severe. Develop signs of an allergic reaction such as skin rash, swelling of the lips or tongue, or difficulty breathing. Things you should not do. Do not withhold any information from your treating health professional. Looking after your medicine. If you are required to store nice vaccine, keep nice vaccine stored at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius in a refrigerator. Do not freeze. Nice vaccine can be stored out of the refrigerator at room temperature up to 25 degrees Celsius for up to 9 months before the expiry date shown on the pack. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. When nice vaccine is stored at room temperature, the initial date I was taken out of the refrigerator must be recorded, and the product must not be returned to the refrigerator. At the end of this period, nice vaccine should be used or returned to a pharmacy. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. see the information below. And, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. What to do. Injection site symptoms. Redness, swelling, tenderness and pain at the site of injection. Aches and pains. Pain in the arms and legs, or muscle aching, or weakness. Gastrointestinal symptoms. Nausea, or vomiting. Diarrhea. Stomach pain. Loss of appetite. Indigestion, or reflux. Tiredness, alertness, and sleep-related symptoms. Fatigue. Tiredness, or sleepiness. Generally feeling unwell. Agitation, or restlessness. Irritability, or crying. Poor sleep. Skin symptoms. Itchy skin, dermatitis, rash, or skin discoloration that resembles bruising. Cold and flu symptoms. Fever. Coughing. Inflamed throat, or a runny, or blocked nose. Chills, swollen glands, or flu-like symptoms. Other side effects. Increased sweating. Dizziness. Headache. Flushing. Burning sensation or pins and needles. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these common side effects and they worry you. Seek appropriate medical treatment if any of these symptoms worsen. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do. Severe allergy, anaphylaxis. Swelling of the lips, mouth, and throat which may cause difficulty swallowing or breathing. Breathing symptoms in very premature infants. Interruption in breathing or longer gaps between breaths in premature infants. Rapid, shallow breathing. Shortness of breath. Muscle, blood, and skin symptoms. Loss of muscle tone or floppiness in infants. Neck and or joint stiffness. Easy bruising or bleeding. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose, and genitals. Red or purple bruise-like spots that do not fade under pressure. Welling of the eyelids or face resulting from fluid retention. Other. A seizure or convulsion which may be accompanied by a very high temperature. Intolerance or sensitivity of bright light. Photophobia. Recurrence of nephrotic syndrome in children, a condition of the kidney, which results in swelling around the face or eyes and frothy urine. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you or your child feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Nisvax C contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each dose of Nisvax C contains the following active ingredients. 10 micrograms of meningococcal group C polysaccharide. 10 to 20 micrograms of tetanus toxoid protein. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Aluminium hydroxide. Sodium chloride. Water for injection. Nisvax C does not contain preservatives. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Nisvax C looks like. Nisvax C is supplied in a pre-filled syringe without a needle, containing one dose of 0.5 milliliters, Ostar 83093. The product is supplied in a pack containing a single syringe. Nisvax C is a white to off-white suspension in a single dose glass syringe. All parts of the syringe are latex-free. Who distributes Nisvax C? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number. 1-800-675-229. www.physimedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in March 2023. Registered trademark.